In 2011, Alan Hashimoto, a professor from Utah State University, created the Logan Film Festival with some of his students. Hashimoto passed away 1 year after the festival's premiere, leaving his students to continue the festival along with producer Mason Johnson.
So, through the years, we grew the film festival, but by year five, we were challenged by multiple people, partners, sponsors, and then internal staff as well, on what could make a film festival experience truly unique for Cache Valley, but also the state of Utah.
Johnson and the festival team decided to turn the Logan Film Festival into the Block Film and Art Festival, a celebration of independent artistic expression, a quote originating from Hashimoto.
2016 hit, we had a really good success with the first year we introduced the block as a concept, and we hosted it again last year, and now we're in 2018 on year three of the block, year seven of Logan Film Festival.
The block includes film premieres, live music, and art installations in downtown Logan, taking place in many of the theaters and venues in that area. Mary Urban Clark is another producer for the festival.
The complaint we hear all the time is, there's too many amazing things, and we couldn't get to everything. Could you please not stack something like this panel with this film or that band, because I missed this or I missed that? Honestly, for a festival production team, that's the best complaint we could get.
The festival will be held on September 28th and 29th in downtown Logan. With UPR News, I'm Owen Sidwell.